IESO delays second window of LT2, lays out reeks for repowered facilities, written by Michael Brooks, and read by an automated voice. IESO officials have delayed the second window of the grid operator's second long-term resource procurement to the second quarter of 2027 and postponed the required milestone commercial operation date to 2032, in response to stakeholder feedback. In a stakeholder engagement webinar February 24, officials said they agreed with the majority of stakeholders that it would make sense to delay the second window to next year, considering that awards for the first window and the long lead time procurement will be awarded this year and would affect transmission availability. Officials also noted that Ontario municipalities will hold elections in October, which could affect certain projects obtaining the necessary municipal support resolutions. LT2 is targeting 14 terawatt-hours/year of new energy and 1.6 gigawatts of new capacity by the mid-2030s. The ISO's first long-term procurement focused on resources that could be online more quickly, by mid-2028. Both award 20-year contracts, as opposed to the medium-term, or mount procurements, which award 5-year contracts. The February engagement was intended to lay out ESO's proposed requirements for repowered facilities to participate in LT2, the most significant of which is the completion of a mount contract before beginning the 20-year term. The ISO is considering allowing mount contracts for up to 10 years, but it needs to discuss that with the provincial government. Regardless, the minimum term would be 5 years. While we don't want to get into a technical analysis about how much useful life a facility has in it, at this point we feel everyone should have another 5-year term in them, said Dave Bereka, ESO's supervisor of resource acquisition. Eligibility for the mount will be based on how close a facility is to the end of its existing contract. The facility would have to demonstrate an extension of its useful life through the replacement of its generating equipment and be able to have completed both its original 20-year contract and its mount contract by May 1, 2032. IESO would not institute technical requirements on what constitutes repowering. A facility would need only an independent engineer certification that it complies with the performance obligations of all LT2 resources. Bruce Kolesnik, of Sunspring Energy Consulting, said he agreed existing facilities should have at least another 5 years of useful life to participate in LT2, but he questioned why they will need to complete and mount first. That basically implies that repowering can't participate in LT2 Window 2 and presumably not LT2 Window 3, he said. Why not just allow them to participate in LT2 for another 20-year contract? It basically still uses up their 5 years of useful life. Bereka said that based on previous mount procurements, those 5 years of useful life would come at a lower rate than a new build certainly, and most likely a repowered facility. There is a desire to see maximal ratepayer value. He also noted there are facilities procured in MT2, which was concluded in June 2025, that would be eligible shortly. Repowered facilities would compete directly against new builds, despite some stakeholders arguing that they should compete against each other in a separate pool. The IESO believes that having new builds compete with repowered facilities will result in the most cost-effective outcomes for ratepayers, Bereka said. But he noted it is considering including a specific new build target and a cap on repowered facilities in the procurement. Stakeholder feedback on the proposed requirements is due March 13.